Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Patriots. I'm your host, Brenda Ward, along with my co-host, Barbara Buffing, here on the Traditional American Patriot Network. And we are here to discuss what's going on in the world around us today. And I'm going to start off, I don't know where I'm going to start off today, but I am going to start off with the Constitution of the United States of America, because there are so many uninformed voters out there that don't seem to understand that it's not a popular vote that elects anybody to an office. It is the electors who are elected by the state legislature. Now, most states, you get to vote for your delegates. At least we do here in Indiana. We have delegates on the ballots. We figured this out. Conservatives in Indiana figured this out a long time ago, and we run as delegates so that we can have a state say, at our state convention, where they actually pick the delegates, as they did in the Colorado State Delegate Convention. You know, folks, read your Constitution. Read it, particularly if you want to. You can read the Bill of Rights Amendment 24 deals with this. Articles 2 of the Constitution, Section 1 deals with this. It's about the electors. Now, originally, the Founding Fathers, they would have the legislators or the electors write down two names, a name, and they couldn't be from the same state. They wrote down, they wrote down names, however many names they wanted to, the electors, you know, equal to your state representative, wrote down two names. They couldn't be from the same state. All the states then sent those names to Washington, D.C., where the House and the Senate came together, opened those sealed ballots, read those names. The person with the most votes was president, and the person with the second most votes was vice president. That's how it worked. That's what the founders wanted. Now we have this national mess with and people wanting to go to a popular vote, which is the most inane thing you could possibly do, because that lets California and New York pick every president from now on in the history of time, because they have more people than the middle states of this great country. The Founder Fathers did it for a reason, so that each and every state of this country could be represented in the vote process. And in Colorado, folks, the GOP, the national RNC, the national GOP has nothing to do with each state, how it decides it's going to how it's going to decide where its delegates go. You can have a primary, you can have a caucus, or you can just have a state convention. Colorado, last in 2012, they had a straw poll. And if you know what a straw poll is, it's basically a popularity contest with nothing binding. Nothing was ever bound in that straw poll. So this year, they decided not to have the straw poll, but to have their countywide elections of delegates come together and pick which delegates were going to go to the state convention. And then they had a state convention where they divvied up their delegates. Donald Trump knew about this in October 2015, that this was going to be the process in Colorado, as did Ted Cruz, who they want to say is a career politician. However, he's only been in office 4 years. And before that, he was an attorney general for the state of Texas. That's not politics. That's lawyering. Now, folks, I can't help it if Donald Trump can't read and he's too stupid to understand the process. But what that tells me is that he's not fit to lead this country. He is not fit to be president of the United States. And you people who are mindlessly supporting him and babbling about things of which you know nothing need to read your Constitution. Read your Constitution and understand that it's always been about the electors and not about the popular vote of the people. And we do not, I guarantee you, want a popular vote of the people. And with that, I'm bringing on my co-host, Barbara. Say hello to the people.
Hello, people. Thanks for tuning in with us tonight. Yeah, there's an awful lot going on. And
crazy stuff.
It really is crazy. There, beside the fact that a lot of people don't understand what's going
yes.
on in the world and how it works, and it's true, they don't. With Colorado doing what they did, and it's not just Colorado. Here's my thing with superdelegates as well. Not
I don't
on
like that.
Our side, on the Democrat side.
Right.
Bernie's really getting screwed.
Yes, he is.
Because, and they even said something big time on Morning Joe this morning, and they were pissed because he's getting the royal screws. And,
I
found it pretty funny, but, reality.
Not that he's getting screwed out of the votes, but I find it funny that finally the Democrats are taking some heat for their unfair practices. But what also is kind of funny about that, Barbara, is that he's a socialist.
Yes.
So how's it feel, Bernie, to not get what you've earned and have to give it to somebody else?
Exactly.
That I find funny.
It is ironic, isn't it?
It's a little ironic. Yes, it is. I would say so. But yeah, go on.
Yeah. So it's all, just a lot of, sometimes you wonder, this is the way the Founding Fathers had it planned. But so many people don't understand it.
Right.
So,
but they did not want a two-party system. They knew a two-party system would actually be detrimental to the country. They knew that. The Founders did. And that's more, you find that more in their writings. You don't find it in the Constitution. But they knew that.
Right.
And see, we got away from this constitutional thing where, the states don't communicate, where people don't run nationally, where they just write these names down and send them in. We got away from
right.
that, and now we have this mess that you call.
And it is a big mess because people are calling, they want, everybody wants, they're all thinking, that it's rigged and it's not fair. And there's going to be something's going to happen because we know Trump is like the big baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, his voters really don't, his supporters, I should say, don't understand the process. Either.
Yes, they don't. So then when he says it's rigged, they're like, oh, yeah, it's rigged. And
it's rigged.
No.
That's not fair.
You and I have worked
We have to do something, yes.
Before, and we know. We know it's not fair.
Yes.
We know the money in politics makes it not fair. This is why I'm not against these super PACs, because I tell you before, the Democrats had a hold on the monopoly on the money because the unions, and these Planned Parenthood people and everybody could support them, why the Republicans
yes.
didn't have any of that. This is why I don't care
right.
about the super PACs, and I don't care what they say. To me, it doesn't matter. It is freedom of speech. You got money. You can spend it any way you want to. I think you should be able to. Do I think it creates problems? Yes, I do. But
absolutely.
But the only other thing is to go back to the original way the Constitution was written and let the delegates of the states write down names and send them to Washington and let it be done and get rid of this nonsense. One voting day,
right.
as the Founding Fathers intended, let the states seal their list and send it in. That's how you stop
we'll
this.
See.
Go back to the Constitution and that's how you stop this.
Yes. But we're so far away from the Constitution.
Exactly.
These days, that's why I'm in favor of Cruz. That's why I want Cruz.
Absolutely. Me too. That's me too. And you know why? Why do you want Cruise? You tell me why you want Cruz, and then I'll tell you why.
Cruz is a constitutionalist. He wants to get this country back to the way the Constitution was written, and give me a second to give it a thought here.
It was right there a minute ago, I know.
You know how, well, we know because we kind of follow this stuff.
Yes.
But we also know that, you know, we have gone so far away from the Constitution with basically everything that happens in these states. The primary job of the president is to keep Americans safe.
Yes, exactly.
Seal the border.
Yes.
And Cruz wants to do a lot of this.
And deal with foreign entities. That's basically the job of the president, be commander-in-chief. He's not to have his nose in everybody's business. Unfortunately, we are so far gone from the Constitution, and I lay a lot of this blame on the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court has usurped the states' rights that are given in the 10th Amendment. Anything not in the Constitution is left to the states. Well, the states ruled on abortion. The Supreme Court overturned it. They had no right to. You're not guaranteed the right to an abortion. In fact, you're guaranteed the right to life. So those babies actually have more guarantee under the Constitution. And that's the Declaration of Independence, not even part of the Constitution.
Not according to Hillary.
Yeah, I know. But I want to be correct so they don't call me out on that. But the babies have more constitutional right than that mother who had choices and just didn't make the right ones, you know. But that started at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court overturned marriage. The Supreme Court rewrote Obamacare. The Supreme Court has made so many rulings that are not constitutional that have denied states. When the federal government sued Arizona because they were trying to protect their border. Arizona has the right to protect its border. That's another thing they got wrong. You know, and so because the states created the federal government. And this is what people don't understand, Barbara. The state, each individual
here's
state
another thing
has
too that Trump. The other thing too that Trump came up with was we'll give everybody health care. The government will pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay, does he not know
the
government doesn't have any money.
No.
The government money is our money. Does he not know that?
It's the money of the people.
Does he really not know that?
I mean, they get on TV and say, oh, the government's going to pay for it. Well, who pays for the government? The working class.
Exactly.
Who gets hurt by Bernie Sanders' policy? It's not the millionaires, because they'll go somewhere else. That's what they do. It's proven time and again across every country that's ever tried socialism. And, you know, here's what really gets me about Bernie Sanders is they want to say, well, he shouldn't be running on the Democratic ticket. Well, why not? His policies are very similar to Hillary's. The only difference is he's an isolationist. But otherwise, I think they have the same policies. But, see, they don't want to admit that the Democratic Party is a socialist party, but it is and has been.
Yes.
And, you know, part of the 45 agendas was to get control of one. And they've got control of the Democratic Party, and they've got control of part of the Republican Party, which is the establishment rhinos. And I am so sick of people saying Cruz is establishment.
No, he's definitely not.
They don't like him in Washington because he bucked the establishment. They've came up with little rules. You know, each state gets two senators who are supposed to be equal representation in the Senate. But, you know, and the vice president actually is to preside over the Senate. There's not supposed to be a leader of the Senate, you know, like Harry Reid or Mitch McConnell.
Right.
Not according to the Constitution. That's not what it does. The vice president is to sit there and preside without a vote. That's how that's supposed to work. But it doesn't.
Yes.
And then they have junior senators. And they
don't even get me started.
Supposed to speak. And
don't
Ted
even
Cruz,
get me started with that.
Yes, and Ted Cruz did not abide by that in the Senate, which is why they don't like him in the Senate, because he bucked the establishment and these people who have not paid attention, these uninformed voters who know nothing about the Constitution that are bad-mouthing him because they're supporting a liberal Democrat man from New York.
And they also don't...
He was part of the establishment who paid off Pelosi, Reid, Hillary, you name it. He paid him money. Brown in California. Why is he giving money to Brown in California? He doesn't do business in California. Because he's a Democrat.
Yes.
And they can't understand why we conservatives and, oh, I've got more votes than anybody and they're going to steal my delegates. Well, honey, it's always been about delegates. You whiny
right.
little child. Anyway, here's why I want Cruz. The Supreme Court. We're already down one Supreme Court justice. The most conservative, most constitutional judge ever passed away under strange circumstances. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I won't go there. But, you know, it was kind of weird how that all went down. And we've got Ruth Ginsburg, who is close to croaking up toast, and a couple others. So the Supreme Court, which has ruled unconstitutionally against the states on abortion rights, marriage rights, transgender rights, all kinds of things, is going to come heavy into play because we have several more lawsuits working their way through the system that will end up at the Supreme Court. And this is where we start getting ourselves back to the Constitution, when we get a president that understands that the states have the power. The states, not the federal government. And for any of you that have issue with that, read your Constitution.
Yeah.
It's not an issue you have with me. It's an issue you have with the Constitution of the United States of America. The states created the federal government. Not the other way around. The federal government does not own us. They do not owe us. And we're tired of paying into their pork and barrel spending where they waste money. The only thing they need to be worried about are our veterans, our defense, and foreign policy. I guess the post office is in there, too. Although that one, they could put an amendment in, and it wouldn't kill anybody if they got rid of that. You know, but seriously, I mean, we have so many alternatives. Back then, they didn't. They didn't back when they wrote the Constitution. They just didn't. They had horseback riders, you know, whatever. But, you know, now we have other ways
to
package, you know, and we don't send mail anymore. We email, we text, you know, it's just kind of obsolete. So it's something that they could actually get rid of and save money, you know. And I say that, and my cousin's probably going to hate me because she actually works for the post office. So I have several family members that do. But, you know, this isn't about family members. This is about getting our country back. So, and Cruz will elect those constitutional conservatives. He will do it. Well, he'll nominate them. He'll nominate them, but the only way he gets them through is if statewide down the ballot, there's a third of the Senate up for election, all of the House is up for election. People have to send the constitutional Tea Party conservatives from their state to Washington. That's the only way to change Washington.
Yep. Yep.
No, got to send the people like
I still
like
have my pet peeve. I still have my pet peeve here with, you know, they people of the state said gay marriage is between one man and one woman.
Yeah.
And what happens? One judge says, oh, no, that's not right.
Right, exactly. And that's legislating from the bench, and it's not constitutional. And here's what the Democrats did. The Democrats whine about them not nominating this Supreme Court justice that Obama's put up who is anti-guns. No, sorry. Here's the first thing. If you are not pro-Second Amendment, you have no right on the Supreme Court. Period. If you're on the Supreme Court and you're anti-Second Amendment, you need to be impeached and put off the bench because you have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And if you can't uphold the most basic right guaranteed in the Constitution, you don't belong in that bench. Not going to happen.
Absolutely.
Wishful thinking on my part. But at least we can get some people
in there
now. And I don't trust Trump to know that. Trump doesn't even know how the delegate process works in Colorado, even though he got the same written material Cruz got back in October.
Right.
He didn't get it right. And now he whines. Oh, Cruz is stealing my donuts. I don't see why people can't see it. I don't understand how he has any support. The man is nothing but a bully and a child.
Well, exactly.
I'm just like,
he,
I'm like on there
he
all
very
day
much
today.
Is, yes.
Hello? They knew about this before. Cruz didn't steal anything. It was a convention of the state of Colorado, which is what they're supposed to do.
Yep.
You know, anyway.
But like I was saying earlier, they don't know that. So there's going to be hell to pay. Like,
oh, I know.
I mean,
it's really sad.
They think that it's all rigged.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of it is.
And that. It's, well, yeah, and it's all not fair.
Yeah.
And that they're trying to beat out Trump. And, you know, it is going to get ugly.
But they don't understand. And what they don't, oh, he's won. He's won with like 30 to 40% in each primary. And up until Texas, there were more than three people in the race. You know, so
yes.
It wasn't even until after Texas that it became a fair one-on-one race. It's always been 65 to 70% other. These people
right.
are so obnoxious, they don't get it. Nor do they get
no.
that when you poll him against Clinton, he loses big time. When you poll him against Bernie, he loses big time. You know,
yeah.
And the problem with this is there are 31 House seats that are in trouble if Trump is the nominee. 31. That will
yeah.
flip the House. And there are at least three Senate seats at stake if Trump is the nominee. And these people do not understand it. They think it's just
no.
us people. Oh, we're just haters. No, actually, we're informed. You know, we're informed and we pay attention to all the polls, not just the ones that favor our candidate. And
you know, I'm not even believing the polls anymore, because the polls, when they come out, they say one thing. And I don't believe them anymore. They're just,
well,
you know, it's. I think they're just a bunch of bull crap.
Well,
be
they
quite
use
frank.
It. But here's the thing: they've used them to manipulate people in the past. That's why they use polls. And so that's why the polls always became true, because they were manipulating people with the polls. Well,
right.
a lot of people have been undecided going into some of these contests, like in Wisconsin. Some of them were. Leaning Kasich, but they went Cruz because it's, you know, anybody but Trump, because they understand that he will lose.
Mm-hmm.
This was a shoe-in. After this president, this was a shoe-in for the Republicans. And
well, here's my thing.
We had great candidates. We had a host of great candidates. How did this angry Democrat end up on top? You know,
and, well, here's the thing, too. I don't trust Karl Rove.
Mm-mm.
All right? Karl Rove pulled the same crap. We know what's best for you. And Obama became president. And then the next election in 2012, Rove said the same thing. We know who's best for you. And we lost again to Obama. I don't trust Karl Rove. I actually sent a tweet out to Karl Rove today. And I said... I said just that. You did the same thing in 2008 and 2012.
Yep.
I said, are you on the Democratic payroll?
Yep. You know what? And I do have to give kudos to Trump for that, because he has shed more light on the process, and he has upset
mm-hmm.
the apple cart, because we were going to end up with Bush. That was the establishment candidate was Bush. You know.
And then Rubio.
And then Rubio. And now, Lindsey Graham is so funny, he makes me laugh. He goes, well, if I can support Ted Cruz, anybody can. Because remember, Lindsey Graham's the one who said you could kill him on the Senate floor and nobody would report it, you know, because that's how
they
like him in Washington, because he stands up for the people and the rights of the people. But then we have the birthers.
And that he does.
And, you know, the birthers. Oh, he's born in Canada. Well, yeah, but his mom was American.
Yeah, so they don't understand that means he's a natural-born citizen.
Yeah, and nobody has ever defined natural-born. It's never been defined, you know, as according to the Constitution. And when these lawsuits went through on Obama to the Supreme Court, they said it wasn't their job to vet them. You know, so I don't see this going anywhere either. And the fact that he was born there, he was raised here in the United States of America, and the Founding Fathers had an intent when they put that in there, and the intent was that the president be loyal to this country. We have a man in office who we knew, and it wasn't just because of his birth, it was because of who his mentors were. One was a known communist, Frank Marshall Davis, you know, that he was not pro-
And his father.
America. Yes, and he was not pro-America.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knew this with Obama. This was my problem with Obama. It wasn't that he was a first-term senator with no experience. It was that he had a goal to fundamentally change this country. And when he said fundamentally change, that's exactly what he meant. And we are seeing the price of that overseas. We are seeing a North Korea emboldened, sending rockets. North Korea is a nuclear power, folks. They have nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And they now have missiles that can hit Hawaii. And they have this little dictator who is crazy enough to use them. We have China now floating its boats off our coast within range of firing missiles into our country. We have Russia emboldened. Yeah, they've always been flying jets in Alaskan airspace. And that's what Sarah Palin was talking about when she talked about Russia.
Right.
She knew about that. She was briefed on that. And they had to send up planes to intercept those Russian planes, and yet she was mocked by America because that's how stupid people are in this country. They don't understand.
Right.
They don't look beyond what the media publishes. And in that sense, Trump has been good, but it's gone the other way. Now people are publishing things that are just outright not even true, you know, because anybody can write a blog. Anybody can open a website, make it look like a paper. Doesn't make it true just because it's on the internet, folks. You need to research. And this also aggravates me about the Trump people. They do this Printly thing, which is a pro-Trump. They do the Drudge polls where, you know, Barbara, you and I know those Drudge polls, how Ron Paul folks always overran them in 2012. And, oh,
right.
Ron Paul's winning. You know, it's like, no, he's not.
But
the
also,
crazy
also
like
look.
You after voting. Go ahead.
I want to go back a minute to Obama fundamentally changing the United States.
Yes.
When did the world start burning? How about when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State?
Oh, absolutely. And she wasn't just carrying out Obama policy either. Hillary was
hers.
Advocated going into Libya and destabilizing that country. Hillary did that.
Yep. Yes.
Hillary is the one that is responsible for the death of Ambassador Stevens and for other Americans. Her
and the reset button with Russia.
No one to help those people.
No,
and Russia.
No, they didn't.
The reset button.
And the people.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So what do you? Oh, you know, here's another thing too. What do you think of Laura Bush endorsing Hillary Clinton? Is that like sickening?
That's not what she did. She just said if it came down to Trump and Clinton, she'd vote for Clinton because she's worried about the women in Afghanistan. That's what she said. She didn't endorse Hillary.
But, you know, she's not doing a damn thing about Hillary never did a damn thing about the
I don't know,
women in Afghanistan.
I don't know, because the Clintons are very good friends with the Bushes, so they may actually be involved in that effort with the Afghani women. You know, because Laura Bush...
They're not even doing anything with her. With them. I mean, they're still treated like second-class citizens.
Bill Clinton is good friends with Bush the First, so, you know, I know, but she just said that if it came down to Trump and Hillary, she'd probably vote Hillary because she's worried about those women in Afghanistan. And women in the Middle East, Barbara, have no rights, and yet we got women running around this country screaming about war on women, you know, baring their naked breast, and they're defending Islam.
Right.
Who will chop their heads off after they rape them. Yeah.
Yep.
The Christians are the bad people. The Christians, we're the bad people.
Yeah.
We are so bad that Bruce Springsteen had to cancel his concert in North Carolina because North Carolina had the gall to say men don't belong in women's bathrooms with little girls.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? And how do you defend this? How do you defend this? Because today I posted two articles today on my Facebook page. two places, different places. Actually, it happened in Toronto where this man, I think he raped somebody in the women's bathroom, so they had to descend to their law of having men in the women's bathroom. But this happened.
Yeah, they're taking videos of women in the bathroom.
Yeah, this one happened, and there's not even a law here. This one happened in Virginia. This man was in there in a stall dressed as a woman taking pictures of women in the next stall. They've arrested him. And the other man was in California. And he was also wearing women's clothes in the women's bathroom, videotaping women in the bathroom. And for some reason, oh, North Carolina, you bigoted country. PayPal's going to pull out. PayPal does business with Saudi Arabia, where women and gays have no rights. If you're gay, you're dead. You know, but, oh, we're not going to do business in North Carolina because they don't want men in the women's bathroom. Well, here's what I got to say to you folks. I got something to say to you folks, because we actually had this guy call in and basically attack us on air, saying we weren't Christian enough because we didn't love. And, you know, if we are Christians and we do love, we teach hellfire, because that's what's taught in the Bible. And I can give you scripture and verse if you want it. There's punishment for sin, folks. Yes, we're supposed to love, but we're also supposed to teach. And you have to teach the sin. But they call us science deniers, Barbara, because the earth has not warmed in 17 years. It has not warmed in 17 years. So we are the science deniers, and yet you have DNA, you have chromosomes, you have X. If you have an X and a Y chromosome, you're a boy. If you have an XX chromosome, you are a girl. That is science. That is DNA. The Pediatrics Association has come out and said this transgender nonsense with children is mental abuse. And yet,
you
what
know, here was my thing. That was my thing with this. It's like, why doesn't a parent teach their child to be comfortable with who they are and what they are?
I don't know. I don't know, but I know when you're 4 years old, you don't know if you're a boy or a girl, not unless somebody's pointing it out to you. Or
right.
If they're saying something like, well, you can't do that because you're a boy. And then they say, well, I want to be a girl. You know, you don't say that to your kids. Your little boy wants to play with Barbie dolls, let him. Your little boy wants to dress up in a little dress, let him. You don't tell him he's a girl. My girls used to dress his son up and make him dance around when he was like two. It's pretty funny. We got pictures. Didn't damage him, you know. He didn't damage him at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got those pictures. Yeah, I drag them out. Let me show your girlfriend these pictures of you in this dress. Because it was a cute little dress. When he was two, it was a cute little red dress that we had from one of our older daughters. So they would put him in this dress and turn this music on, and he would dance. It was pretty funny. But, you know, we didn't say, oh, get that dress off, you're a boy.
Right. And you know, when I was younger with my brothers, I had three brothers growing up, and then, you know, of course, all their friends. So they built a fort in the snow, and I had to be the potato peeler because I was a girl.
Ah.
But at least I got to play. At least I got to be able to hang out. So I was okay with that.
I didn't have that combo. I was climbing them trees. I was building them forts and throwing them snowballs, you know, playing football.
Oh, yeah, I did that too.
You know, I was not a girly girl by any means. You know, yeah, I dress up for church on Sunday and go in my dress and that. But, you know, I was not a girly girl. Still not a girly girl.
I definitely wasn't either.
Still not a girly girl. But, you know, I'm so sick and tired of this agenda that's being pushed down our throats by corporations, bullies.
Oh, PayPal. You know what? I don't want PayPal here if they're gonna. Not even 3% transgender.
No, 3%
is the gay population.
3% is the gay population. Yeah, transgender.
Right.
And when did this trans? Now you can't even say it's a boy or girl at birth. You know, because they haven't changed their gender yet. I mean, come on.
They have to decide.
Really? Do we have common sense in this country anymore? Do we? I mean, the world of people think that it's like, have they collectively lost their mind in the United States of America? And yet, you and I, Barbara, are the science deniers. Yet the world has not warmed 1 degree. Now, do I think we should recycle? Yes. Do I think we should let the private sector invent new ways for powering things that maybe are cleaner? Sure, all for it. What I am not for is my tax dollars.
Right.
Going in to decide who wins and who loses. And giving away
right.
$500 billion of our American money to a solar company that is now defunct. They basically stole that money from the American people because Obama
gave it to him.
He owed it to him. The people backed him in his campaign.
Yeah.
So he gave the American our money, and they went bankrupt and took money with them.
This is corrupt politics, people.
Absolutely.
Obama did a favor, and American taxpayers lose.
Absolutely.
Because Obama paid back by giving them tax dollars for them to go under.
Oh, absolutely. And
so
it wasn't just them. I mean, it was multiple companies. And then he made it, his EPA has made it so difficult that coal companies are shutting down. Watch your electric bills, folks. They're going to go up.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
Yep.
Coal powers electricity. Wow. And yet, you know, the United States has been steadily declining the amount of pollution we put out. It's China and these other countries that are polluting. And they're never going to follow any clean energy bill law. So why are we being punished as American citizens who actually do our bit, you know, to try to help? Why are we being punished, you know?
Good question.
I don't get it. And a lot of people are – it just boggles my mind when I think about how much so many people in this country don't know. Especially with this Bernie Sanders.
No, they just go with the
flow. Our college people who, you know, look at Greece, folks. Look at Greece. Look at Venezuela. Cuba. You know, look at the past socialist countries that have all failed. They fail.
You know, if you're going to get everything for free, they don't know that, you know, somebody's got to pay for it along the line. They don't understand that. And actually, when I was up in New York, you know, I was having a conversation about that, and it's really sad that people really don't know that the government doesn't have money. They don't know that.
They don't know where it comes from.
And that's scary.
Well, number one, we're borrowing a lot of it from China. That's why we have a $19 trillion debt. But, you know, it's the American people that are working that are paying taxes. And it was so funny because my son, he's 21. And he said, Mom, do my taxes. So I do his taxes. And he goes, that's all I get back? I said, yep, the government took the rest.
Yeah.
Here's your first lesson in life, son, that you're working 40 hours a week for. You know.
Well, what I want to start doing when I start seeing Bernie fans, I'll say, okay, how much money do you have in your pocket? Give me 90 cents on every dollar.
Yeah, for sure. Because that's what they mean. You know,
that's exactly right. How is he going to pay for free college?
Yeah,
you know,
he's parents we're going into debt. 90% of our income, and we're not going to have anything more to show for it. And people still aren't going to have jobs because there aren't going to be any jobs because there aren't going to be any businesses. To create a job, economics 101, you lower the tax rate. And let me tell you, Ted Cruz has an excellent plan to bring jobs to America.
Yes.
You know, he does. He has an excellent chance. And to bring money back, repatriate money, we have trillions of dollars sitting in banks overseas. And the way you repatriate the money is you decrease the amount of taxes they have to pay on it when they repatriate it. But, you know, this is all Democratic talking, going, oh, they're giving tax breaks to the rich. Well, that money ain't doing us any good sitting overseas. How are you going to make them bring it back?
Right.
You can't. It's theirs. It's not yours. See, that's where Bernie's problem is. He thinks what's yours should be his and... you know, on and so forth. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people in this country that are, like, falling under that same category. It's very, very, very scary time. But they've deliberately done this. There is an agenda. Anybody listening out there, if you have not read the 45 Communist Goals written in published here in 1958, behind the Iron Curtain before that, read it. It will tell you exactly
what's going on in
this country. And
Alinsky was Hillary's idol.
Oh, yeah. Obama's, too. In fact,
Alinsky's
son praised
Rules for Radicals
as being one of the best, you know, community organizers, which is what Sol Alinsky called his, you know, minions in the field. And this is another thing about Ted Cruz. He wasn't a community organizer before he became a senator. He was an attorney general to the state of Texas. Hello, folks. He clerked at the Supreme Court, folks. You know, this is not a man with no experience or knowledge of how the government is supposed to work under the Constitution. You know, I'm just, it's just mind-boggling that we've got these Trump bots out there trying to make this somehow, you know, Ted Cruz doesn't, you know, he's establishment and he's a first-term senator and he's so bad and you know, it's just mind-boggling to me because they don't know anything. They don't
Well, even some of the kids, when I was up in New York this weekend, some of the kids, well, they're not really kids, they're adults, but, you know, we were talking a little bit, and, you know, they even said Trump is really just an entertainer.
Yeah, he is.
But he does bring out the anger that people are feeling.
Absolutely.
But all he's got is rhetoric. See, they're cheating, they're picking on me, they're not being fair. Dude, wake up and read the Constitution. I have yet to hear anyone ask Donald Trump what the job of the President of the United States is according to the Constitution.
Right, exactly.
I have yet to hear them ask him. All he's doing is the rhetoric. The whining, the crying. Is that who you want for a president?
Oh, I know.
No, you're
but
fired.
We've got one of those. We've got one of those that blames everybody else for his problems. Obama's never taken responsibility for anything. It's everybody
Never.
Else. It's everybody else. And Trump's the same way. Instead of saying, you know what, hey, we screwed up in Colorado, but we're going to be better. He wants to blame Ted Cruz. You know why he does that? Because it works with his supporters. It works with his supporters. But I have the rest of the American electorate it does not work with. And it does not work well with independents, does not work well with Democrats, or anybody else that we might need in the general election. Yeah, there's Democrats crossing over to vote for him, but some of them did it intentionally with the intent of voting for Hillary in the main election because they know he can't. I mean, and this is all out there for you to find and look at. It's not talking points. I had a woman, Barbara, said, oh, you've got the talking points down, ha, 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 and laughing at me about what I said about Ted Cruz. I said, we've been doing a show since 2011. Go back and listen. I'm not saying anything different than what we've been saying for the past 4 years here at Women Patriots.
That's right.
But they want to tell me that I've got the establishment talking points. It's like, no, it's just that I know what I'm talking about because I've been there, I've done that, I watched, and we have to for this show because otherwise – we're on here, you know, looking pretty stupid if we don't know what's going on.
You know, right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, and is it good for my mental health? Not always. Not always. You know, when you see ISIS over there cutting people's heads off and, you know, and Christians particularly being persecuted across all of, you know, from ISIS and they finally called it genocide. And when it takes them, how many years did it take them to call Fort Hood a terrorist attack? You know?
Years. It took years.
Too many. And you know why they didn't? Because it didn't fit Obama's narrative.
Right.
And those poor families of those soldiers were denied benefits because he called it workplace violence. We have a commander-in-chief that refuses to call the Islamic State what it is. An Islamic State.
He doesn't even want to call them Islamic.
Well, no. No, but that's what they call themselves. They call themselves Islamic. You know, and they're afraid of the backlash for the Muslims. And we got accused last week about, oh, the hatred for the Muslims in this country. Well, yeah, you might get that if you're listening to Donald Trump. Okay?
Right.
I don't hate peaceful people. Actually, I'm not supposed to hate anyone as a Christian. Sometimes it's difficult.
Right.
We're not to hate. We're to love our enemies.
I don't hate anybody
sometimes. But not all of us are for deporting every single Muslim in the United States of America. I am for.
I do think, though, we do.
Sealing our borders.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And I am for, I am definitely for putting a little into it right now. Let's be able to vet them better. These Syrian refugees, they already told us that they're coming in and they're. Right. And they already said that that ISIS is coming over.
ISIS has said they are going to implant their people in these refugees. Mm-hmm. They've done it in Paris. They've done it in Brussels. They're doing it all across Europe. And so, yeah, no, we should not, you know, bring the women and children. Make the men go back and fight for their country.
That's right.
And here's what Ben Carson did. He went to the Syrian refugee camp, and they don't even want to come here.
Yeah.
The only ones that want to come here, you know, are not the real Syrian people. We need to be very, very careful. Look what happened in San Bernardino. Supposedly,
mm-hmm.
this woman came over on a visa and was supposedly vetted.
Yep. And the address that she lived at?
They did not even check her background references, which were false. Do you trust these people to be vetting tens of thousands of Syrian refugees in a matter of a month or two? Because that's what they're talking
about.
What's they want to bring in thousands of them.
Their
Go
question,
ahead.
Are you a terrorist?
Yeah.
That's one
are
of their
you?
Questions. Really?
Yeah, like they're going to tell us that.
Are you dumb or stupid?
Yeah, well, they're kind of both.
Exactly.
Not the terrorists, but the government. You know?
Right.
I mean, seriously. And that's one question we've always had to ask for years at the hospital is if you do drugs and stuff. Half the time I wouldn't ask it because I figured they weren't going to tell me. Now people tell us.
Right.
Oh, no, I do marijuana. It's like they don't even care. It's like it's not legal. But, oh, yeah, I do it. You know. But years ago, when I first started nursing in the 80s, they wouldn't tell us that. You know,
right.
They wouldn't tell us that. But the only way we really get this country turned around is when we get back to the Constitution, which the Democrats are trying to do away with because they think it's a living, breathing document. No, it was never living and breathing. It had strict rules. The rules were to protect the American people, all people, from a government overreach and a government out of control. And what we've got now is we've got government overreach, which is killing jobs.
Yep.
And we've got a government out of control. These people lavish money on each other like crazy up there. You know, the establishment, the true establishment people taking money from the lobbyists. This is why we need term limits. We need servants. Ted Cruz, when he talks about being servant. All Donald Trump talks about is how great he's going to be, and he's going to hire great people, and yet he can't even win a delegate battle in Colorado. That's how many months' notice? October, November, December, January, February, March, April. 6 months' notice. And he couldn't organize any delegates in Colorado. But he's going to run this state. He's going to run the federal government. Think about that, folks. Think about that. And instead of complaining about Ted Cruz stealing the election when he's following the Constitution and following the laws of the state of Colorado, why don't you talk about, I messed up. And now he supposedly hired some guru for the rest of the states because Wyoming's coming up. You know, Ted Cruz has already been in Wyoming working the delegates there. Ted Cruz is in California working the delegates. You know, so it's always been about the delegates from the moment of the founding fathers.
Yep.
The electors. It's never been about the popular vote, and nor should it be ever. Because when it comes about the popular vote, you've got all these stupid people voting over people who actually pay attention. And have
right.
a clue. And this is how we got Obama. They bust college kids in to vote for him. He'd go to these rallies and rally these kids, and then they'd bus them to the polls, which is not technically legal, but he did it anyway. He got away with it. You know, and that's why we got the mess.
That's because the media wanted him.
Oh, they wanted the media. Yeah, the media in this country is so corrupt. And even Fox News now, they are shrills for Donald Trump. It makes me virtually sick to watch Greta Hannity, Eric Bolling.
Yeah.
You know, they know very well this process in Colorado was the process that's been going on for 100 years. It hasn't changed. And yet they want to take up this banner for Trump. Oh, he's being cheated.
And
he's won 36% of the vote, and he's won 36% of the vote and has 46% of the delegates. You tell me how he's been cheated. I don't like winner-take-all states, and the reason I don't like winner-take-all states is because they actually disavow the will of the people.
Yeah.
The state of Florida
disavowed
the vote of many of the people, over 70% of the people in the state of Florida, you know, they had no say because it was winner take all.
Right.
Same thing in Ohio. Winner take all
yeah.
states disavow the will of the people. They don't represent the electorate. And this is
right.
this is the big thing coming up, folks. Watch New York. Trump thinks he has it in the bag. Well, let me tell you something about New York. New York. If you were registered as a Democrat in New York, you had to change your registration back in October of 15 to vote in this upcoming primary. Two of Trump's children
yep.
are not going to get to vote for him in the primary because I'm pretty sure they didn't change
they
their
forgot.
Vote back in October of 15. Okay? So, and if you're a Democrat in New York, if you did not change to Republican back in October of 15, you can't cross over and vote for Trump. So what you've got basically in New York voting in the Republican primary are the true Republican voters who have year after year have trudged out to the polls to vote. And New York is not a winner-take-all. It's by congressional district. Not every place in New York is New York City. Oh, that's something else I
right.
want to talk about. New York City values. You remember when Cuomo,
yes.
the pro-lifers, and the pro-Second Amendment people, and the pro-marriage
no
one-man one-woman to get
mm-hmm.
out of the state of New York? Do you remember that, Barbara?
Yep. Yes,
Mayor de Blasio,
ma'am, I did.
Mayor de Blasio seconded that motion?
Yep.
And then Donald Trump himself in 99 said that New York values weren't the same as Iowa values, but, you know, but now he's running around trying to make it about 9/11. Well, let me tell you, folks, New York values are not Indiana values. You know, they're not American values because any American value is pro-Second Amendment. If you're not pro-Second Amendment, then you're not pro-Constitution. You should not be in America because that is part of the Constitution of this great nation. That is part of the law of the land. And they keep wanting to change.
And if you don't like guns, don't get one.
Don't get one. My gun ain't hurting nobody.
It's that simple.
I carry my gun everywhere I go. It hadn't hurt anybody yet.
Yeah.
It hasn't.
Exactly.
It hasn't jumped out of my purse and taken off on its own.
And it hasn't just gone
Most
off?
Most people don't know it's there because, you know, it's one of those concealed
right.
carry purses. Because I have a concealed carry permit. You know, nobody knows it's in there unless I tell them.
Right.
And don't spread that around broadly. It's not injured
right.
anybody anywhere I've been. I've been in the library. I've been in the movie theater. It didn't shoot
right.
anybody. You know, like
guns,
learn about them. Learn about them because, you know, if you're relying on the police to get there, you're probably going to be dead before they get there.
Yeah, that's for
you
sure,
know,
especially where I live.
And the Founding Fathers, the Second Amendment says, the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America says, the right to keep and bear. Bear means carry. To keep, that means to have. To bear means to carry. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. So technically, any law that limits your ownership of any type of gun
is
not constitutional.
Illegal. Mm-hmm.
And the reason the Founding Fathers put that in there was not so that they could shoot the deer or the Indians or whatever. It was to protect
it
them from the government,
government.
Overreach. Why do you
yep.
think they want our guns? Why do you think when the Paris attack happened and those unarmed Parisians, 130 of them died because they couldn't defend themselves, why do you think the president of this country got up and says, we need more gun control?
Uh-huh.
Because they know that an armed citizenry cannot be overthrown. That's what they know.
That yes, and that's exactly what they're afraid of.
It's exactly what they are afraid of. And it is actually scary business. Read the 45 goals.
Yep.
You know, I'll give you a link if you're out there listening or you're in our chat room. Because, you know, this is so important. I didn't make these up. I didn't make up these goals. I didn't, you know, and they're there. You know, they're there. All you got to do is read. But, you know, that's something in this country. Obviously, Donald Trump doesn't know how to read.
Oh, well, who's got time for that? Who's got time for that? You know, I could just listen. I could just listen to the rhetoric and, you know, be done.
Yeah.
And know it all from listening to all the rhetoric.
And these communist goals were actually entered into the congressional record, folks, 1963. Entered into the congressional record. That's how important they were then. But, you know, they didn't want to believe McCarthy either about the communist, you know, agenda.
Right.
And Putin is like, he can't believe it.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, these Americans must be so stupid. You know, this is why he supports Donald Trump. Because he knows Trump is just as stupid as Obama when it comes to foreign policy. And the president's job is to deal with foreign entities. That's why we had to have a president, because it wasn't really conducive for, you know, the senators, you know, and the House congressmen to all go overseas and talk to foreign powers. And back then it took you a week to get overseas because they went by boat. But they knew it wasn't conducive. So they had a president that would represent us. But he couldn't do anything on his own. Anything he did had to be approved by Congress. We are so far gone from the Constitution and the Founding Fathers. We don't get back there in one day. If we even get back there at all, it's going to be a decades to centuries long process. But if we don't start, we never get there. And what a bad place to start than at the Supreme Court, where we start giving the power back to the states as the 10th Amendment states. You know, the states created the federal government, not the other way around. We do not, they do not have power over us as individual states. And so many of our statesmen have forgotten that. And they won't fight it. They won't fight it because it gets to the Supreme Court, you get shot down. Because there's too many
federals
who want to destroy our country on the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court decides what cases they're going to take.
Exactly. They stacked the court system. When George Bush left office, there were hundreds of judges' positions that weren't filled because the Democrats refused to vote for him. You know, you don't have to take my word for it. Go back and look it up. They wouldn't vote. They wouldn't actually approve the nomination. That's when, you know, and so when the Republicans then got enough power, that's why Harry Reid went nuclear and lowered the threshold for confirmation votes, because they wanted to stack the courts with liberal judges. And that's exactly what they've done to our judicial system. They have stacked the courts.
And now all of a sudden, you know, the Republicans are doing what the Democrats did, and the Republicans are evil.
Yeah, because the media.
Biden's saying, oh, yeah, I never said that. Here's your video, Mr. Biden.
I know.
This is what you said, Mr. Biden.
Well, that doesn't count.
Exactly. Yeah, you know.
And what does Obama do? I mean, here's a chance. Obama had a chance to show that he wanted to work with the Republicans. He could have put out a better nominee. This man was anti-Second Amendment. You don't put up an anti-Second Amendment person for the Supreme Court, because he's not going to uphold the Constitution if he's anti-Second Amendment. You know, Obama had a chance to do it, but he didn't. Because they wanted to play the same game. Look at the Republicans. They won't work with us. The Republicans are so bad. The Republicans hate everybody. The Republicans are blah, 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 blah. And there are so many people out there that think Republicans are just the most dreadful creatures on the planet. And we've got people cutting off the heads of individuals overseas that was created by Obama pulling out of Iraq in 2011. And you can debate whether Bush should have gone in at all, but we did. So that, you know, so that's past, that's history. But what this president did in 2011, instead of leaving troops there to stabilize that country, he and Hillary created ISIS. And we're running out of time here tonight, folks. But we want to thank you if you tuned in to listen. And we hope that maybe if you're listening in the archives, you might pick up a little information. But don't take my word for it. Go read your Constitution. It's not that long of a piece of legislation. The Constitution
doesn't
take very long to read. It's not hard to understand.
Right.
Read it
and
understand.
But they need to read the Declaration of Independence first.
Absolutely.
Because
read
that's what came about.
That's what independence from England. Yes, absolutely. So read your Constitution and understand where we are in this country. And when you're done with that, go read about these 45 communist goals. And do it with an open mind. Don't do it because you're trying to disprove something we've said here tonight. Do it with an open mind and understand why this election matters so much to our children. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight. Yeah. Barbara, any last words?
Good night, everyone, and just keep saying a prayer for America because Lord knows we need it.
We pray praying every day. So good night, everybody.
Have a good week, everybody.
Night, Barbara.
Good night.
I feel like the Waltons. Night, Little John.
Night, John Boy.
John Boy.